Welcome to the Gigabyte Podcast. I'm Mayor Tracy Markley, and I'm so excited to share my conversations with community members and local business owners. So grab a bite and let's dive in. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Gigabyte Podcast. Thanks to all of you watching on YouTube and those that are listening from anywhere podcasts are available. Today, I'm welcoming Olga Engelbritzen, Dean of Tacoma Community College, Gig Harbor Campus. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining me.
Wow. Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be here and excited. I love the podcast. So this is fun to hang out with you this afternoon.
I know. I love hanging out with you. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you came to be the Dean of TCC Gig Harbor.
I'll try and shorten the version. It's a little long, but it's a fun little road trip. I actually am just like one of our students at TCC. I was a late in life, changing career, single mom going to school at 35 years old. Lived on the Key Peninsula and traveled down to Gig Harbor campus of TCC to take my first evening class. And it's just kind of this roundabout funny story because I started my class there, got my associate's degree there, went on to the Evergreen State College for my bachelor's as well as my master's, and then finished up quite a few years later at the University of Washington, Tacoma to finish up a doctoral degree. So here we are in Pierce County with all of these wonderful colleges right in our own backyard. Yeah. And so worked at the Evergreen State College for a few years, more than a few. And then the position opened up at TCC Gig Harbor campus, and I thought, I love my community. I would love to work in my community, and I put my hat in the ring, and there I was, September of 2019, starting as the Dean of Gig Harbor campus. So where I started my education is now where I'm hopefully going to, you know, continue my career and maybe finish it off right there in our backyard.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I should have said Dr. Olga Engelbritzen. My apologies.
I still can't get used to that one, so
right?
It's fine.
I can't get used to Mayor Markley.
Yeah, so, see, there
you
go.
It's been over a year, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. But congratulations on your accomplishments and achievements. That is,
thank you.
That's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
I put it out there to remind people that it doesn't matter how old we are. Mm-hmm. If you want something, go for it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So can you tell us about the programs that you offer at TCC Gig Harbor?
Yes, I would love to. We have so many great opportunities right here in Gig Harbor. So we have our Fresh Start program, which really serves our students in the Peninsula School District, as well as Running Start. We have our general education classes, so you can complete a transferable associate's degree right here in Gig Harbor. As well as your basic transferable gen eds. And over the course of our COVID years, we actually started a few new programs, which one was the Nursing Assistant Certificate. We brought it back
amazing.
To Gig Harbor. It's a wonderful evening program, and it has been approved as a five-week program.
Great.
So you can earn your certificate, get licensed, and become employed right here. And within 5 weeks, we have all these great businesses within our community, the hospitals, medical centers, as well as our senior living facilities are all in need of a nursing assistant.
Definitely so, in need.
So really excited that that came about. We also started our English language acquisition classes during COVID. That is going
That's
strong.
Great.
And so we have two very full classes. This was the first quarter where we had to waitlist people.
Wow.
And that's sad because we want everyone to take their classes, but this really started with 10 students during COVID, the winter quarter, and we have grown into two classes, and
that's amazing.
It's an evening program as well. We are excited to be able to also offer a variety of our continuing ed programs. So we also have a continuing education program that lends itself to our lifelong learners in the community. So if you want to pick up a language, enrich yourself before you go traveling to France or Italy or Spain or wherever, you can refresh those language skills. So we offer those. We have lecture series. And of course, our most famous program through continuing education is our Right in the Harbor, which is every November. It brings in community members from as far down as Portland and as far up as Bellingham. People come to the Gig Harbor community for our Right in the Harbor conference, and that's every November, the first weekend. And last year, with the help of the Gig Harbor Arts Commission, we were able to expand our programming for the Youth Summit. So those were our students from Henderson Bay Academy, mm-hmm. as well as our Fresh Start students who come from Peninsula School District High Schools. Mm-hmm. And they had a day long Youth Summit, which included an author. So last year we had Marissa Myers. She's a New York Times bestseller author, mm-hmm. and the students were with her in the morning and then had writing workshops in the afternoon.
So fun.
And this year we will have Kiku Hughes, who is her book are cartoon young adult novels. And her novel is The Interment, and she will be our speaker, featured speaker for our students, and they will again in the afternoon have those workshops. So we're very excited and very grateful for the Arts Commission grant opportunities.
Yeah. The Creative Endeavor grants?
Yes.
Yeah.
Without them, we would not be able to kick this off. So this was a pie in the sky vision that I had and I wanted to do, and that
wonderful.
Funding is helping us put that forth. This upcoming year for our Right in the Harbor conference itself, which is Friday, November 3rd and 4th, our newest author will be Putsada Riang, who is also a best-selling author, and she has a memoir, Ma and Me, and it's a beautiful story, and it's her journey, her family's journey from Cambodia to Portland, to Seattle.
Wow.
And she is a local author, so we're very excited. She will be joining us this upcoming year. So we've got a lot going on, not just academic, but
community events. Yeah.
And we will be have hosted our Poetry in the Harbor. So that's the newest writing event mm-hmm. That is occurring right now. So we're excited to not only offer these events to our community, but also bring in other community members outside of the Gig Harbor mm-hmm. area to get to see not only our campus, but our beautiful location.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. You've shared some of your passion with me in past conversations about what you want students, current students, and future students to know. And can you please share a little bit about that? Maybe just like not everyone has to go to a four-year university.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, some of those things.
Those, there's so many different opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, people think of college and it's just, oh, got to go 4 years, mm-hmm. have to follow this one track. And there are so many pathways.
Yeah.
So many pathways to pursue, such as the certificate, as mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier, the mm-hmm. nursing assistant certificate. You start a 5-week program. You realize, you know what, this isn't so bad. I might like to go to a nursing program and then start in that segueing yourself into that nursing program.
Yeah.
Or you realize, I think I like health services. There's another pathway. Maybe it's mm-hmm. our human service program, either mm-hmm. the certificate or the associates.
Yeah.
Right? There's certificates, there's associates that are your traditional transferable associates.
Yeah.
Bang out those first 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, so many of our Running Start and Fresh Start students are really getting a head start by doing those last 2 years of high school at the college. But there's also professional technical degrees. That mm-hmm. was what I pursued. Mm-hmm. I thought, I'm a late in life student.
Yeah.
I need to revamp my, you know, employment skills. Let me get a degree as a paralegal studies.
Yeah.
And that's what I did for a few years. But
yeah.
I realized, you know, I kind of like helping students. And I know how hard it was for me to figure out this, navigate college.
Yeah.
That's what brought me into college. So there's certificates. There's degrees that are your traditional degrees. There's also bachelor's degrees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if a lot of people realize that we offer a bachelor's in applied science.
I don't know that they do.
Yeah. So you can do right here in your own backyard a whole bachelor's degree through the community college, information technology, health communication services. Those are all opportunities of getting in. But then there's also just basic upskilling,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I need to refresh that computer skill. I'm not doing as well, mm-hmm. and I want to really advance myself. You don't have to do a degree. You don't have to do a certificate. You can come in and just refresh a skill.
I need to come take an Excel class. Microsoft Excel.
Do you know that's the most...
Oh, is it the most...
mentioned class of I just need...
Oh.
And that is something that we're looking into for the upcoming year of just a basic certificate that gives you the Microsoft, the basic customer service, and that would be a simple certificate to get into and just grow from, just to upskill yourself. So those are things I think people don't realize. And then again, the continuing education. Mm-hmm. Come in, enjoy yourself, lifelong learners, engage with community members. And that one was really hard hit during COVID because people want to engage with each other.
Yeah.
And now we're back and we're offering day and evening opportunities.
That's great.
So, and that's another opportunity that lends itself to community college. You don't have to be in the classroom all day long. People also don't realize, we get it, you have to work. I was a full-time employee while I went to school, all those degrees, every one of them was while I worked. And it's great to take that online class. Maybe a refresher class online is all you need, but maybe you need that face-to-face, so there's hybrid options. Don't stop yourself from fear of not knowing how to juggle your schedule, because the schedules really lend themselves for whatever place you are in life, for that full-time student, the part-time student, the student that's just can't commute down. There are certificates that are fully online.
That's great.
And there's opportunities no matter where you are in your situation in life.
That's great.
I think that's important for people to understand and recognize. You don't have to just sit in a classroom all day long to finish that degree.
What is the difference between Fresh Start and Running Start?
So that's a great question. Fresh Start and Running Start are both high school programs, high school completion as well as associates. Fresh Start is, let me start with Running Start. Running Start are students who maybe have that vision of, I know I want to go to college, this is my pathway. They're very directed, they're very driven. We have students who think, yes, I'm going to go to college and I don't have to be in the high school classroom, and then realize, wait, I'm being treated like a college student. And that's important because sometimes it's not as easy as they think it is by just, I get a break from being in the high school. So, you know, the discipline has to be there. You're very self-driven in that. And I also like to tell students, even with Running Start or Fresh Start, you can still interact with your high school activities.
Yeah.
Sometimes students forget. They want to do sports. They want to do the dance. They want to be involved in activities. You can still do all of that. We have a basketball player who's a Fresh Start student. We have, you know,
my nephew's in Running Start, and he's water polo and football and all
you
the things.
You can still do it.
And the dances. And
you can still be involved in your local high school. Fresh Start are students that maybe are behind on credits. The classroom just is not a comfortable fit for them. They may have other issues that occur outside of the classroom that maybe that traditional classroom schedule isn't working for them. So it's a different program in the way it lends itself to who qualifies for the program, but it's the same idea.
Grade?
It's the same 16 years old. And so, and deficient in credits. That's the other difference.
That's so good to know.
You're covered between the ages of 16 to 21, which by law, you can still be in high school. And so that also is an opportunity. Sometimes students think, well, I'm a junior and I don't have this many credits and I'm not going to make it and I just want to give up. And you don't have to. You don't have to. Where the Running Start students, they check in with their advisors and the high school and the college. The Fresh Start students have their own advisor who's with them. They start a class with them. They really more of a hands-on relationship with that advisor. So you really have someone you can find, and they're right there for you. Just as all of our other advisors are for any student at the college, the Fresh Start advisor is really geared towards their group of students. So.
That's really great.
But at the end of the day, we have Fresh Start students graduating out and going on to 4 years.
That's
opportunities,
so
just different ways of getting to the finish line.
Yeah, I love that because we know not all children learn the same.
Exactly.
Everyone's family situation is different. Everyone's learning style is different. And so I think kids sometimes feel so trapped. they've been told their whole life, like, this is the way you go. You go K through 12, you do it this way, and then you go to college for, you know. There are some kids that don't have the financial means to do that. They don't have the emotional means to do that, especially now that we're coming out of COVID with these kids that are just like, mm-hmm. kind of like walking around dazed a little bit. Yes. Like, okay, I'm trying to learn life again. I'm trying to figure out, you know, how do I interact with the world? What do I want to do? Is the world going to be here in 5 years? These are like the actual, I mean, my own teenagers have asked me really difficult questions that I don't have the answers to. And so it's nice to be able to know that there are education opportunities out there that are, that meet the child's needs. Yes. And they don't have to be in the box. They don't have to be status quo. You can do something different.
Right.
And it's okay. Right. It's actually, and I'm hoping that this interview will encourage parents and students out there that may happen to watch this, that there are multiple ways to success. It doesn't have to just be one thing.
No.
Absolutely. Or inspire that 70-year-old woman that always wanted to learn Italian to go back to school and learn Italian and then maybe go to Italy. That's where I want to go. I want to go to Italy. So I may come in your school and take some Italian. We'll see. How can people best reach you if they have specific questions? And we will have your information, but what is the best way for people to reach either you or if there's another contact person?
I would always say call the front desk at Gig Harbor, because that'll get you either an advisor. We do have an advisor on our Gig Harbor campus that is exclusive to our TCC Gig Harbor community. Mm-hmm. So they can set up an appointment with Melody Griggs, or if they want to speak to someone from Fresh Start, they would talk to their advisor, Amon. Amon Green. But if they want me, they want to tell me, hey, we'd really like to see a particular class, or they have an idea for a CE, call that front desk and say, I want to talk to Olga. But if you want to talk to someone specifically about continuing education, then that would be Janice. And Janice Taylor is our manager over our CE program, continuing ed. I'm using an acronym. I apologize.
You know, it's not as bad as military acronyms.
Yes, you get it. You
I
know
get
the
it.
Acronyms.
Or engineering. Yeah. Hint, hint, city stuff. They have more than the Navy, I feel like.
Yes, we get caught up in those. But yeah, so those are really, that's the best way to reach us, through that main directory line. And I want to put in a plug, if I may.
Yes.
Is to remind parents, you've talked about financial means, and I meant to mention this, file that financial aid application, whatever age you are, whatever means you think you have or you don't have.
Yeah.
It lends itself to so many opportunities for funding. So the federal application for financial assistance, FAFSA, that's that big piece, is to file the application, because it also puts you into the Washington State opportunity grants that are out there. And those applications, each college will look at them, because there's internal scholarship opportunities as well.
Wonderful.
I always worry when parents don't think they qualify, either below or above.
Yeah.
It lends itself to a lot of different financial opportunities.
That's
and,
great.
And speaking of opportunities, the last plug I'd like to make is our event for our seniors here in the Peninsula School District. If you know that you're going to TCC, Tacoma Community College, in the fall, and you've already put that application in, we have an event on May 16th at 5:30. We will have financial aid advisors. We will have advisors from the advising office. Admissions office will be there. And
perfect.
So we'll get you a jump start to all the paperwork that you'll be completing for fall quarter. You can do it that night. So I strongly recommend that you get online and you sign up for that. I believe you have that flyer that will be posted.
I do. We'll post it in our Friday newsletter.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, and then if anything else, just always stop by. We always still have a great art gallery. Just come on in to see the beautiful art.
I need to come see your art gallery again.
Yeah.
I saw it at the... I don't remember what it's called, where we host the
legislative send-off.
Yes, the
in
send-off.
January. Yes,
I was blanking on the name. And I was just sitting there as I'm listening. I'm just looking at all this beautiful art. Like, this is just incredible.
Yeah.
And is it for sale?
It is.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great plug for the artists. It's artists within our communities.
That's amazing.
So
that's
local
amazing.
Art. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I always love talking to you, and I love learning more about TCC and all the different things that are available to our community, our students, our parents, anyone. So yeah. I just appreciate all you do for our community, truly.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here and talk about our great school, Tacoma Community College. So
I can tell you love it, and you're passionate about it.
I am.
Well, thank you all again for joining Olga and I, and stay tuned for our local business spotlight. Welcome back to the Gigabyte Podcast. We're so happy that you have joined us. Each episode, we feature a local business, hear more about their story and how we can best support them. And today, I'm so happy to have Diane Miller, owner of Treasures for Humanity, with us. Welcome. Thanks for joining me.
No, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself and your business.
Well, I'm a mom of three, and I started this business with the help of my then 11-year-old. She's 19 now.
Wow.
But I always wanted to do something that I can give back to, whether it's my immediate community or just some type of foundation. Yeah. And that was, you know, my long goal in life. And at the time, you know, she's 19 now, so minus X amount of years, they were much younger. And my youngest at the time was barely two. So my focus was really on them.
Yeah.
And my 11-year-old at that time, when, you know, the world is invincible and they can conquer anything, she actually asked me, she's like, Mama, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I kind of told her my idea, and she said, well, why don't you do it? And I'm like, I can't right now because I have you guys. You guys are my focus. And she's like, well, but why? Like, you know, and
yeah.
So I was like, oh gosh, now she's asking me, but why? And I said, well, I have to do a website. I don't know. I don't have a business license, blah, blah, blah. And I kid you not, like, she disappeared for 30 minutes, and she did all these research online, and she said, I know how to start a website for you.
Aww.
And so I kind of looked at myself and realized, like, if my 11-year-old is so willing to do this,
yeah,
I need to do something
yeah.
back for her. So honestly, it was with her help that pushed me to that next level to
yeah.
actually start the business. And started online, and several years later, we had the opportunity for a brick and mortar,
mm-hmm.
and that's when, you know, I kind of jumped on the opportunity, and we just never looked back, and we donate to three amazing charities that we truly believe in. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how our kids push us to do things?
Oh my gosh.
It's like we're worried about pushing them out of the nest, but
yeah.
sometimes they push us out of the
Absolutely.
Nest.
Absolutely, yeah.
I love that so much. What a great story.
Well, thank you.
So what is special and unique about your store, and mm-hmm. what types of merchandise do you carry? What?
We like to support as much local mm-hmm. products as possible. Obviously, we can't carry everything local or, you know, because we are a women's boutique. Our main inventory is women's clothing. So it's really hard, as much as I would love to carry local designers, it's a little bit more on the expensive side for
yeah.
me to carry all that merchandise. So we do carry a lot of locally made jewelry,
mm-hmm.
and then we do support bigger companies that actually donate back, like Diff Charitable Eyewear, and then Blenders. They're all made in California. And so Pura Vida jewelry, mm-hmm. which is very popular amongst the teenagers, right?
And they so cute.
They do a lot of giving back.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to bring in even the bigger companies that are able to give back, it just aligns with our vision. So I appreciate trying to look for products like that.
Well, and last time I was in your store, you had baby stuff.
Yes, we did.
It was so cute.
Yes. So we have a baby wall, and uh-huh. we like to call it the giggle wall, just because uh-huh. it has, I don't know if you remember seeing some of the little sayings, it has some kind of funny sayings
uh-huh.
that I might not be able to repeat.
You're just going to have to go in and read them
yeah,
for yourself.
Yeah, no, but the men love it.
Yeah.
They come in and they just giggle, but so we call
That's
it the
awesome.
Giggle wall, yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So where can our listeners find you, and what is the best way for them to get a hold yes. of you if they have
so
questions?
We We are on Instagram and Facebook. I do have a website, but unfortunately right now it's not very updated. So I prefer you guys to contact us directly. If you see something you like on social media, mm-hmm. We try to do a daily posting of, you know, what's new and what we have.
Great.
Just go ahead and message us, and we're really good about getting back to you and ordering on the phone or, yeah. And we are located at 788 Pioneer Way, right on downtown Gig Harbor.
Great. And we'll have your contact information posted underneath this post, and also where people are listening in, Anchor, Spotify, and all the different platforms. We'll have it under in the description so people can reach you. Thank Is there anything else you want us to know or want people to know about you or your business?
Well, we are just, you know, a women family kind of owned small business. And just like a lot of small businesses, we really pride in doing good for the community. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of support and, you know, donations back to schools and auctions. And our three main foundations that we actually always donate to is JDRF, which is Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and Seattle's Children's Hospital Cancer Research Foundation, mm-hmm. that's really dear to my heart. And then the other one is Polaris Project, which is a anti-human traffic foundation. So that's they great. Are based out of Washington, D.C., and they set up call centers throughout the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for all that you do for the community, for these amazing organizations that are making the world a better place.
You're sweet. Thank you.
And thanks so much for joining me. I'm so happy I got to know a little bit more about you, and our listeners got to know a little bit more about you. And thank you all for tuning in. And I hope you'll join us again next time. Have a great week. Mm-hmm.